Dyer highlighted what the medical city would bring to Orlando, but he didn't forget the area's other major projects. Those include finishing Orlando's Creative Village and seeing the Downtown Performing Arts Center open its doors. Dyer says he's working on a way to fund the stalled renovation of the Citrus Bowl.
We need to take a look at the city and the county, sitting down with the tourism industry, and figuring out whether there's a mechanism that we can access the tourist development tax a little sooner than we would under the current formula.
The tourist development tax is paid for by Orlando visitors. They pay a couple of dollars more for hotel rooms, and the money goes to the City Beautiful's upkeep. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.